Hey UBC, the pastoral staff along with the elders are busy compiling and creating content to serve you during this time of not gathering together. We've put together a COVID-19 update and resource page online where you can find teaching for Sunday morning as well as an elders blog and other resources that are there to encourage you during this current situation. One of the resources that we're currently working on are 5 to 10 minute videos of a word of encouragement from God's Word. And the verse that I want to encourage us with today in our first video comes from John chapter 16, verse 33, where Jesus says to his disciples, "I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." This verse serves as the conclusion of Jesus' Last Supper with his disciples and the finale to what's been called Jesus' farewell discourse in the Gospel of John, where Jesus is preparing his disciples for his departure from them to the grave and from the grave to the right hand of the Father. And the final word of encouragement that Jesus gives his disciples before being handed over to be crucified is a word of victory. It's a word of triumph, which is not at all what we would expect given the circumstances. And however, this word of encouragement would prove to be crucial for how his disciples would endure. And what Jesus is saying in this verse is that there are two opposing realities for his disciples before his departure, or after his departure. The first reality is that in the world, there will be suffering, there will be tribulation, there will be trouble. Everything from persecution to pandemic, a world that is conspiring against God and is opposed to God's people. The world as a result of sin and not as God intended it. However, there's a second opposing reality happening simultaneously to the first. It's that in Him, that is in Jesus, you may have peace. Now, peace from a worldly perspective is often understood as the absence of suffering or trouble, a time of no war, of no debt, and certainly no deadly virus. However, the peace that Jesus speaks of here isn't based upon the rising and the falling of a stock market or a stimulus package. It's not based upon how much we have in savings or whether or not we're going to get a vaccine for a virus, as important as all of those things may be. Instead, what Jesus is saying is that this peace isn't the absence of suffering, but His presence in suffering. For us, peace and pandemic isn't found in prosperity, but in a person. It's found in Jesus. So though tribulation in this world is certain, so is your peace. But why is that? How can that be? Well, Jesus says in the next line, "But take heart," that is, be courageous, "I have overcome," or "I have conquered the world." Jesus is teaching us that the basis of our peace and perseverance in this pandemic is His past victory. And that victory came through His death on the cross and His resurrection from the grave, where He fought and He won the decisive battle against the ruler of this world and all that lives in opposition to God and His people. As Paul put it in Colossians chapter 2, verse 15, that on the cross, God disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in Him, in Christ. Like any country that wins a war, that country's citizens enjoy peace. So also, anyone who turns from their sin and trusts in Christ as their Lord and Savior are now citizens of His kingdom and enjoy eternal peace in Him from sin and death and the schemes of the devil. So will tribulation, will distress, will persecution, will famine, will nakedness, will danger, or will sword separate us from the love of Christ? Well, no. Paul says no. In all of these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. We are more than conquerors because one conquered for us. Jesus' victory is our victory because we have been united to Him through faith in Him. And though the world will still try to shoot its arrows at us, in the end, war has been won. Jesus fought that war then so that we may enjoy peace now and forever. As one theologian put it, Jesus' death has made the world's opposition pointless and beggarly. Brothers and sisters, we don't wait around for a feeling of peace to come, because we can enjoy that peace right now in Christ. And one of the ways that Jesus reminds his disciples of peace before his departure is through encouragement. And we can do the same. After all, encouraging one another is part of how we live a life of peace-filled courage in the face of a pandemic. So what can that encouragement look like for us? Well, I want to give us a couple of ways that we can encourage one another while we're apart. The first is to use technology for encouragement. Now, there are many of you who have apps on your phone that you can use to meet, whether that be through FaceTime, which is an Apple product, to be able to meet over and have Bible studies or to pray with one another. As well, there are apps such as Zoom, where you can have a large gathering of people meet for that Bible study or for a prayer meeting. Also, there's Marco Polo, where you can take videos and then send them to other people. Take a video of yourself encouraging someone and send it to them. Or for you non-techie folks, you can always pick up your cell phone or use your home phone and just call someone. Those numbers are right here in the member directory. And so please utilize this resource during this time. It's a blessing for us, especially in moments like this. And so I just want to encourage you. I want to encourage you that this week that you would call two people by the end of the week and encourage them with God's word. Secondly, use a book for encouragement. One book that is super helpful during this time is Ed Welch's book, Side by Side. And Ed, in this book, talks about walking with others in wisdom and love. It's a wonderful book to be able to encourage one another. So you might pick up that book at WTSbooks.com and read it with someone over FaceTime or over Zoom and then encourage each other with it. Or you can be reading that book now while we're not able to meet, and then once it's done, have fresh ideas for walking with others in wisdom and love. Thirdly, use the dinner table for encouragement. The dinner table can be a place of a lot of good conversations. And so maybe at the dinner table one night, you just take time and you go around and you ask each person one way that they've been encouraged by God's work in the world during our current situation. This can be a great opportunity to teach our families that even in difficult times, God is still on his throne and still at work for our good and for his glory. And then lastly, use letters for encouragement. One of the things that we're doing currently with our college students is we're having our college students write letters to our homebound members. Think about those homebound members. They're not able to get out of their residence, nor can they even receive people into them. And so a wonderful way to be able to encourage them is to be able to just write a note of that you're praying for them and to encourage them with some scripture in that. If you have questions about getting those letters to them, whether if the mail doesn't work out, if you have questions on that, you can always contact Mike Lawrence and Jack Gilliland, who serve as our deacons of member care. Brothers and sisters, you have a certain peace in certain tribulation. Don't waste your pandemic when you can enjoy peace in the finished work of Christ and encourage others with that as well. We can have peace in the present, because Christ conquered in the past. Right now, we are presented with an opportunity. It's either going to be an opportunity to fear or become anxious, or it will be an opportunity to enjoy peace-filled courage in the face of suffering. Which will it be for you?